Hello, GWA. Welcome to another episode of Stranded in Paradise, where we, for scientific reasons and no other, like to strand a member of the GWA community in a paradise of their own choosing. This episode, I'm pleased to welcome Agent F. Hello, Agent F.
Hello.
Hello. You sound like you might be full with a little bit of trepidation.
Well, I'm about to be stranded somewhere. It's not a normal event for me.
I promise I'll take care of you. Well, I promise I won't let you die. That's about the best I can do.
Well, that's all we can hope for.
F has admitted to only having listened to one or two of these. So for his benefit,
I'm a slacker.
You are a slacker. I'm judging you hard. For his benefit and for the benefit of any of our listeners that have just joined us, here is your brief. Unforeseen circumstances have led to your unfortunately indefinite isolation in this paradise. You, of course, were foresighted enough to have basic supplies, some tools and rations, and a few luxuries, but you have no idea where you have ended up. So I'll start with you the same way I start with everybody. Describe what you see. What makes paradise for you? Where are you?
Well, I suppose it would have to be some kind of island.
Right.
So, the standard, you know, nice beach, nice clear water, and enough food plants to keep me alive. Because if not, we're in big trouble.
Well, it's going to be a very short interview.
Someone has goaded me ahead of time to bring them with me. The island will magically have tea plants because apparently that's important.
Right. Okay.
And probably I am an indoor person. I am a very indoor person. So somewhere on this island, there's going to be some ancient city for me to explore.
Right. Okay.
Maybe from the ancients.
Okay.
Like Stargate. I don't know if I can get away with that.
But you can get away with whatever you want, within reason.
Because that would be awesome. That would be paradise for me. Exactly. That would be great.
All right. So you're in an undiscovered world, left somewhere behind a Stargate. That would be interesting.
With a technological city in the background, but the communications are broken, so I still can't leave.
You're all stranded. You can't just suddenly have loads of technology at your hands. All right. So, given that you have an ancient city that you might not trust necessarily yet, given the defenses of such a city, with all the time on your hands and no immediate need for food or to solve starvation, what kind of shelter do you build?
Well, in the meantime, I suppose. Let's see, what would be available to me?
Well, ask for it. If it's available, I'll let you know.
I'm not big on survival skills, but I'm sure I could manage to assemble some kind of a hut.
Right.
Out of available vines and wood and things. I know how to tie a knot. There's obviously no nails available, so I won't be hammering anything, but I'm pretty sure I could put together something that will keep me in the shade.
Right. So what makes the most, what's the most important thing for your shelter? Is it comfort? Is it shade? Is it kind of privacy? What do you think it is that would inform your building of such a shelter?
Well, first off, I'm assuming this is a tropical environment, so I have to be out. If I'm in the sun too long, I will die. I am not good in the heat for extended periods.
Right.
Comfort probably comes second, but keeping me not dying is number one. It's very important.
All right. So do you try and stay out of the sun just on a daily basis? You say you're an indoor person. Is that very literal?
As much as I can, I do. Like, I'm happy to go out, you know, and enjoy the day on the beach in the nice clear water, go swimming perhaps, But at the end of the day, I want, you know, when I don't want to be in the sun, I want to have a place to be. Which is why I hope to get to that city pretty soon.
Right. Okay, I'm just imagining.
It will be a nice adventure, too, to explore.
Right.
It'll help pass the time.
So what are you hoping to find in the city?
Well, hopefully better accommodations than I can build on my own.
Right.
I don't know what would be what would remain after all these years.
Well, I'll say it's been abandoned for a few centuries. So there's nothing perishable there.
Right. But
you might find the odd kind of home comfort.
Yeah. And of course I'm sure there's you could make mattresses out of, you know, leaves or stuff or whatever you could find.
Sure.
There's some kind of, I don't know where cotton grows, but you could always, if you find any, you could just pick the cotton and stuff it into it. I know how to sew if I had something to do that with.
I love the idea of these kind of disparate skills, that you're not sure where cotton grows, but you can sew. Kind of situation. It's great.
I'm sure there's probably somewhere in the supplies, there's some little needle and thread patch kit that I could.
Sure. You can have that in your bag. That's the kind of thing you might have with you anyway.
Take like this piece of sail or some piece of clothing and stuff it.
Sure.
And then sew it up.
Oh, I've got this image of you having been able to make a cushion. Like a really small one. And being like really proud of it. Like, I did it! I
nice
made a
pillow.
Cushion.
A nice soft pillow.
Alright, so you've got your kind of lean-to kind of hut, and you've got this kind of city available for exploring, this kind of abandoned city. For company, you know, we'll get to the usual stuff shortly, but you can tame one animal from the wild in this environment to keep as your pet. So what do you choose? If anything, I mean,
I have the one thing in my head, which is actually just a joke from a television show.
Okay.
That I would pick a sloth. And it would be my guard sloth and would pee on the trespassers. I'm stealing that from Red Green. But
right. I love the idea of a guard sloth.
In a tree and pees on the trespassers. Of course there would be no trespassers, so I wouldn't need that feature.
No.
And that's not how sloths work either. I actually know. This is my knowledge. I know how sloths go to the bathroom for some reason. They come down to the ground.
They do.
Yeah. They only need to do it like once a week or two or something like that. They have very slow metabolism.
I am stuck on the idea of a pet having a feature. Like you going to a pet shop and saying, no, I want a dog. And that, like, the guy gives, like, these are our puppies, and you're going, that's nice, but what features do they have?
Like, pre-trained. It's pre-trained. It's pre-trained to pee on trespassers.
Alright, so would
that
you choose...
sometimes, you just don't know it until it happens.
Sure. That's how I train my dogs. Oh, you did that, well done. Here, have this thing.
There we go. Everything's a success.
I did it on purpose. Alright, so are you choosing sloth or would you pick something slightly more mobile? Because I'm guessing you'll have to carry it around if you do.
Yeah, that wouldn't really be... that would be a hanging around the house companion. It wouldn't really be...
Well, if you're an indoor person, you may want a passage.
Yeah, that's true. It wouldn't be an exploring companion.
No.
I don't know. Let's see. What would be a little more spry? What would be on a tropical island? I don't know. Maybe some kind of a lemur.
Oh, well, that like, would be cool. They're fun.
That could, like, scout ahead and let me know somehow. As long as I could still see that it's still alive, nothing killed it. Not very nice, though.
My pet is alive. Let's go that way.
Yeah,
maybe you teach the lemur semaphore.
Nothing has no defense. There, a laser gun hasn't popped out of the ground yet, so we're good.
You have an endless stream of lemurs. There is a trend.
I know, it's not very nice. I probably wouldn't do that in real life.
There is a massive trend. It's becoming almost tradition in Stranded in Paradise, where these poor pets, everybody chooses one, and they get delegated to one of two roles. Either they get delegated to how would I decide what food was poisonous, I'd feed it to my pet, or they're being scouts. To, you know, no laser guns, great, it's fine.
Well, I figure the lemur would do it on its own anyway.
Sure.
Like, I don't need to tell it. It's not going to just sit there and stand next to me. It's going to run around on its own. So as long as it's over there and nothing happened, I guess we can go over there. Good enough. It can lead.
Poor lemur. All right. Slightly more real world note, lemurs aside, lemurs and laser guns.
It's a new video game coming out, Lemurs and Lasers.
You write it, I'll play it. You had enough time to download two audios from TWA to bring with you. So which two did you choose?
I had never given that one any thought. That is so difficult.
Yes.
Question. There are, literally tens of thousands by now to choose from.
Yes.
Oh, man. I don't even know where I would begin with that.
Do you have authors that you authors? Do you have artists that you go back to?
Yeah,
a lot.
There still are so many. I'm going to lose all my friends during this interview too, because I two out of tens of thousands off the top of my head. That's not going to happen. Seriously. You know what? Actually, without looking, I can think of one.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what it was called anymore. It was one of Dirty Girl's Secrets. It was the Lexi. I think the name was Lexi the stripper. in a strip club, it was like a lap dance, and I don't remember which one it's called. But if that has managed to penetrate my brain, because I'm very bad at thinking of. If I had like a list in front of me, I could pick something.
Sure.
But to think of it off the top of my head, that means it made an impression on me.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. You can have that one.
There is one. This is probably cheating, but there is one that was actually done for me. I'm probably going to. I might be giving someone secret away. I'm going to get in trouble. Yeah. I'm going to be in so much trouble when this interview's over. But Harlot's first advent calendar,
right,
was actually it was a thing that I had discussed with her about doing it like 6 months ago or more,
right?
And she surprised me by doing that as her first advent calendar day,
right?
And I really enjoyed it. So that's the two things I could think of on the top of my head. And everyone else, I apologize.
Well, that's it. Don't apologize kill me. To the rest of the community. You didn't
for
take
the rest
this.
Of the community, because if I could take the entirety of GWA with me, I probably would. Just every just download into one like data, one flash drive.
No one cares. They're stranded. They've got the entire back catalog of GWA to get to keep
that's
them company. That's fine.
That's entertainment for a long time.
For a very long time. Excellent. By extension, which two GWA members would you have brought with you into this world?
All right. Well, I really don't know anything about who knows anything about survival. And I've got a city.
You have.
So I'm going to go by... I'm going to pick two people that could probably put up with my sarcastic crap for an extended period of time. This is the measurement by which I'm going to take.
Sure.
I'm going to strand these people.
It's as good as any.
This is also the question where I lose whatever friends I have left.
Uh-huh.
Everyone that I don't pick because I don't pick them. And the two I picked for stranding them on this island.
Yep. There's no win-win here. I'm afraid it's lose-lose.
This is it. This is where no one speaks to me ever again. Okay. Well, I said earlier that one person has already goaded me into bringing them.
Yes.
Bringing them along, and I needed tea to be growing on the island.
Yep.
I think you could already guess who that is, maybe.
Oh, you're going to have to tell us.
It'd be Harlan.
Uh-huh.
And so, of course, the tea supply would go directly into her, basically. Just an IV, maybe, at some point, if we had that technology. And it's a tough choice because I was trying to narrow it down from 3 to 2, and on the assumption that no tea would be growing on a tropical island, but apparently now there is.
Right.
So now I had to take those three and pick one. And let's see. I guess I'll have to strand Miss Glitchy because she's responsible for me being in this interview through being the one that dragged me along.
Right.
So now I'm dragging her somewhere. So
fair
it's
enough.
Your turn now. You're stuck.
I'm going to have to get her on here.
And I know that there's two people that will be able to put up with my sarcasm and give some back, which is entertainment right there.
Sure.
So,
all right. So you,
if you're going, you know, you don't want to be on, you don't want to be stuck somewhere with an extended period of time with people who will not put up with your personality.
No, that is true, and often that doesn't get taken into account in these interviews. So that's good. At least that's fun.
I'm hoping the city will keep us alive. We don't know how to do anything else.
Well, let's hope it's not booby trapped or like set to blow up as soon as someone walks in it.
That's my poor lemur.
How are your trap detecting skills? All right. So, given that you're alone with your lemur sloth, and you have this ancient city,
lemur, it's half sloth now. It's a fusor.
Fusor. Cap's flying monkey with a hard shell.
Oh yeah, that's the first thing I thought of when he came up with that term. Like, it's a fusor. That's from Beast Wars.
Yay. What sounds do you think might keep you awake in an abandoned city?
Well, it depends on if animals have made their way into the abandoned city. I know one thing that'll keep me awake is somewhere there's just enough power left in the battery for the smoke detector to be gone off, I'm sure. That would drive me nuts. I know, that's like...
How ironic would that be?
That's like an in-joke right now, right?
I have been abandoned in a centuries-old city that is huge, and I can hear a fucking smoke alarm.
That's my personal hell. It's like, that would be the one thing that would ruin everything. It's like, oh yeah, you got your ancient technological city? Here's a smoke detector going beep, beep. 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 Find that battery.
Alright. So on the flip side of that, what would you find soothing about being in that environment? No smoke alarm. Not necessarily noises too, like just like in being in that environment.
Oh, let's see. Well, I'm not sure how many sounds would come from the city itself. I guess if it was still somewhere near the water, I guess if it was near some kind of waterfall, it would be a nice white noise background type of thing.
Sure, like a fountain or something.
I don't know where on an island that would happen. So it's a magical island. Who cares?
It is your paradise.
It's the aqueduct running. There we go.
Oh, hey, yay.
The water is coming through the aqueduct. I'm just going to build this city as I go.
Fall asleep to the soothing sounds of the sewer beneath your feet. Lovely. Alright, so...
No, the aqueduct is the fresh water.
Yeah. Alright, so, in your city, on your island, I've chosen some questions here, and I'm just like, you've given yourself a whole city. Because everybody's one-upping themselves here. Bear got a castle. LA built herself like an entire villa. You get a city, so that's fine.
I actually had this in mind from the very beginning.
Over your island, over your big, massive city. A storm is rolling in. And I was going to say, what preparations do you make? If any, in fact. Since you have a city to hide in.
Well, if we've actually made it to the city and we're still alive, I would think... I guess there would be a roof. I guess just stay away from venturing out onto metal walkways.
Right.
And just stay in my room. Or
I'm an indoor
if there's
person.
Some kind of like sun room, that would be really cool.
So, if you're stranded in this kind of environment with the city on this island, do you think you could devise a way to generate power? And if you can, what do you think you might use it for?
Well, I was actually kind of hoping somewhere in the city was a way to do that, because this is like, you know, like a sci-fi type city.
Sure.
But I guess we would have to go find that and try to get it working again.
Yeah.
Which probably would involve a lot of swearing. damn it. Why won't you work?
It's percussive persuasion. Hit it really hard.
Other than that, I know there... Other than that, I do know... that wouldn't make enough power to do anything useful.
What would you use this power for?
Well, I'm assuming the city would have lighting and stuff, which basically would run the city with it. We'd have lights at night, and hopefully whatever else might be laying around. Like, it's not like we could connect to the internet or anything with it, but
I don't
even have a cell phone.
Right.
If we could use the internet, all we have to do is find us trapped on island. So that's really not. Plus,
no.
I doubt hundreds of, even with some kind of alien technology hundreds of years ago, I doubt it would be compatible with the internet today.
No, but this you might not... be able to use it to communicate between yourselves.
Yeah, that's walking some kind of walkie-talkie comm system thing. That would be neat. Mm. So we could spread out and. Well, only one person gets the lemur, though, I'm afraid. Well, I think we could probably figure out once, like, nothing's immediately killing us, that we're probably okay.
All right, so, say, if between the three of you, who do you think would emerge as the leader of that group, should that need arise? And if you wanted it, how would you go about claiming that role?
I don't know how much of a leader role would be needed.
Well, I mean, in a situation where there's only one lemur.
Well, yeah, who gets it? Well, it's my lemur, though, so... I have the lemur, I'm the boss, then, I guess. You have to follow me, because it's my lemur. It seems like this problem just solves itself. If the lemur listens to me, then...
300 years later, this civilization is discovered, and it is a lemur-led
lemur. All depends on the lemur. It's the most important lemur in the history of civilization.
At least that's
all mine. It's mine. Larry the lemur.
Oh my god. Right.
That's his own theme song too. It goes Larry the lemur.
All right. So, given
I'm not drunk, I swear.
Me neither. I promise. I'm drinking slow brandy.
There's not enough schnapps in this tea to do anything.
Oh god, a drunk stranded in paradise. Maybe I'll do that one. All right. So
that's the special edition coming up sometime.
Yeah, some sort of anniversary.
There you go.
You've chosen the biggest, baddest. I assume, I don't know, maybe you choose something really humble, but if you, so you move into the city and you found a suitable abode for yourself, or selves, I don't know. Do you take the time to decorate it, or do you literally just use it as a home base for sort of setting out and exploring?
Well, I'm gonna assume we're gonna have a lot of time on our hands, so
yeah,
I guess as we explore, I'm sure we'll find random things of interest that we could bring back, like maybe dig up some plants and find something to kind of pot them in.
Is it important to you to have like a, I want to say interior design, but that really suggests something a bit different than what I'm sort of aiming at here. But do you find having a homely environment important to you? Like to have familiar things and stuff?
Yeah, kind of. I am kind of a pack rat, so that probably would influence things. I'm assuming that this city was once lived in, so there would probably already be some form of furniture there already. But to personalize it, I guess it would depend on what we, scrounged up on our way or whatever we happen to have, like, in our pockets when we washed ashore.
Is there a guilty pleasure that you would like to have with you that you'd want to keep away from the others? Or like something that's just for you that you'd want to have brought with you?
I'm trying to think of something that doesn't require like computers, because that's
very difficult.
My life is within a piece of technology.
Well, this is the problem with doing these interviews with Redditors, because we are internet folk.
Yeah, we're netizens as well. And now we're without the internet, so what do we have left?
Well, there you go. You're looking around, aren't you? I can tell you.
I literally just started looking around my room when you said that.
That's because your mic dropped off.
Oh, you got me. That's why I turned my head the other direction. And you caught that. That was very good. I'm looking at what I even have here. A lot of my stuff is still in boxes from when I moved. The only thing, like, the things I took out are, like, my goofy Star Trek plates.
How long ago did you move?
Sadly, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
And a lot of stuff is still piled up in boxes because the boxes got piled up so high that I can't look through them anymore.
Yeah.
It's just like there's just a stack like out in the indoor porch thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what to call that. I call it the landing.
Sure.
Because it's a second floor porch. You figure that out. It's like the porch for the apartment. There's the house, and that had its own porch. And then the apartment on top of the house, which has its own porch.
Because porches are important.
Apparently. Well, this was built in the 50s.
So, all right, so if you were to have something with you, would you rather have given that you haven't gone through those boxes in a long time, would you rather have something like a box of your favorite food, or like just like one supply of it, or like one random box out of the ones you haven't looked through in 2 years?
If I got to pick specifically, I would probably want my box of BattleTech novels. So
that's one that you haven't looked through, so you don't know what's in it.
That's gonna be like a random box of junk of me just throwing things into a box. We'll open it up, it'll be like a box of Transformers or something, because I still have those, because I am clearly not an adult.
No, none of us are. It's fine. I'm sat next to an entire thing of board games. It's fine. All right.
I guess I could just have a random box. I'm sure there's at least something entertaining in each box. that I could at least decorate the room with.
So if you could choose, then what given that you don't have power and or the internet, what non-technological form of entertainment would you want to have with you?
Well, as I mentioned, I would love to have that box of BattleTech novels. There's like almost 100 books in there. That would last a little while. Aside from that, I don't really, I'm trying to think of what other kind of non-technological entertainment.
You're a big gamer.
Through inanimate objects. What?
You're a big gamer.
Yeah, but
that's not technology.
Not so much like tabletop games, because I never really had anybody else that would play them with me.
Aww.
My friends were like, oh no, we don't play games.
I've
never played a tabletop game. I'm a huge BattleTech fan. I've never played the tabletop game.
Get on that. Anybody want to offer to play?
I guess there's three people there. I guess we could do something. But...
yeah, teach them to play. You'd have to recreate the game.
We could just make up a game.
Yeah, but all the time.
We have, yeah, that's the one thing we have in abundance is time. I'm sure we could just create a game.
Sure. Or maybe find a random tabletop game in the city and try and figure out the rules for it. That would be fun.
That would be interesting. Here's an ancient game from aliens 300 years ago. Let's figure out how it works. We can't read it. So we'll just make up our own rules. Who cares?
Didn't they find like two ancient Egyptian games and like the game and like the rules? We have the rules, but they're best guess based on context. Hmm. We don't actually know what the rules for that game were.
Well, I didn't hear about that.
Oh. Gaming history. All right.
I just have to go look that up later now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to bug me now.
Uh-huh.
Done.
So you've been away for a while. What are you missing from home the most?
The internet.
The internet.
Which is my gate to everything, basically.
Yeah.
That is...
But that's you're... like wishing for more wishes, right?
So... I know, right? You can't have that.
No.
Well, I know that you asked what I missed, not what I could have.
That's true.
That's what I missed the okay. most, because that's my gateway to everything.
Sure.
Most of my friends are on the internet.
All right. No, I'll take the internet. It's fine.
Can't have it, but I miss it.
What about a physical thing? What physical thing are you missing?
A lot of free time, probably my sex toys. I'm being real honest here.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You realize which community this is being sent
I know,
to, right?
Right?
So I don't think anybody's.
I wouldn't have said that anywhere else.
Also, like. We've heard your audios.
Yeah. You know what I've got.
Yeah.
You know I have a large collection.
So, does that not go under the heading of the guilty pleasure you'd like to have with you?
Yeah, it
or
would.
Or do you think you'd be alright being stranded without those?
I mean, I could get by without them, that'd be nice. But I'd probably... I think if I really had to choose between that and, like, a nice huge box of books, I probably would take the books. Because I could still do it with my hand. I can't read a blank wall.
No, that's true. Or your hand.
Plus, hopefully, the other two people on the island might want to play. So. Aww. You know, I'm hoping. Maybe not, but only game in town, three people.
Yep. Yep. That's how it works.
A lot of time to kill.
Yep. So your signal for help, whatever it is that you've managed to jerry-rig together, has been picked up and rescuers arrive. Do you go home? Or do you want to stay?
It depends on how awesome that city is. If we got power and everything working, who knows? We may, if we can claim it, may start a resort.
Oh,
could get rich on that.
That's true.
Not hugely rich, but pretty well off, you know.
Well, I don't know. If you own a resort, I think That's probably
quite... Well, we need to probably need some to take out some loans, but by the time we were done, I think we do pretty well.
Sure.
If we could, if as long now that we have the someone knows where this island is to get there.
Sure, sure. All right. So you come back to civilization, whether or not you've started your resort or not. What keeps you coming back to GWA now that you have access to the internet again?
I don't know how to describe it, like, but it's just awesome, you know. It's basically a community of people that all basically just have fun getting each other off, which is pretty unique when you think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you don't see that often. And also, specifically to me, I always really liked audio porn, and it was very hard to find before I found GWA. I had actually looked for a source for, you know, like MP3s, files, whatever, that type of thing for years before I discovered GWA. So that was like, I was like, wow, this is perfect. And I was like, I got to join in on this. So, yeah, it's just,
well, that's
like,
awesome.
There's regular porn, but this is more personal because it's people, you know, who are doing it just because they want to.
Yeah.
And that makes it, I sound like I'm being sentimental over porn, like kind of erotica, but it makes it special. It makes it better.
Oh, it is special, and it is better, and I think that
it sounds strange to me to be saying that about this subject, but yeah, it is, because it's a community. It's not just a product.
Yeah, and you're a big contributor, or you are
over 100 so far.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, are you working on anything at the moment that you want to plug?
I'm
using the word plug in a community like this.
Would you like to... Now we're suddenly on the Tonight Show or something. Yeah. Would you like to plug your upcoming project? Well, yes, Jay. I'm trying to think. I don't want to, like, there's, like, at the same time, you don't want to give stuff away that you may never finish writing.
Oh, well, yeah, but it's incentive to finish writing it, right?
I guess it is. My next, the script that I'm supposed to start, which I was going to start today, was going to be a collab, but also a continuation of the Captain and Lieutenant series, which
right.
is up to like 3 now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give too much away. There's going to be a sex robot in it. It was not my idea. It was someone else's idea. I won't out them.
Right.
They can out themselves in the comment section if they want. Here's a hint. It'll be the collab partner's fault.
You know that you're in a very special place when you can say, "You've got anything coming up?" And the word "sex robot."
I know.
It's a legitimate set part of the sentence that comes next.
And it's not talking about Archer.
All right.
I call him Fister Roboto. No,
I'm gonna leave it there. I think you've successfully managed to navigate your way through the Stranded in Paradise experience. Well done.
Broken enough rules.
It's been...
Atlantis, basically.
Sure. That's fine. I'll like I said, if you can sell it to me, you can have it. So that's fine. It's been an absolute pleasure. And thank you for enduring it. But I will leave us here. Thank you for listening, GWA. And I'll leave Agent F to say goodbye to you in his own words.
Goodbye, everybody. And thanks for listening. And thanks for putting up with my crap.